Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Kathy, K-A-T-H-I. I'm sorry, it's K-A-T-I. And her last name is Boomgarden, B-O-O-M-G-A-R-D-E-N. Her address is 792 Henshaw, H-E-N-S-H-A-W Avenue, Chico, California, 95973. Her phone is 530-921-9021. Date of birth is 9/28/1990. Thirty-three-year-old certified nurse practitioner. Insurance is Blue Shield PPO. Pharmacy is Enlo outpatient. Laboratory is Quest. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of recurrent near syncope. Comma, reduce athletic exercise capacity. And recurrent migraine successfully treated. This is addressed to Dr. Andrew Riley Pace, P-A-C-E-M-D, Enlo Primary Care, 1601 Esplanade Number 3, Chico, California, 95926 530-332-7148. Current medications, list these vertically. Emgality, 120 milligrams subcutaneous injection monthly for migraine. Dash Dr. Pace, Ubrelvy, 100 milligrams, PRN, migraine abortive therapy, one tablet, within 3 hours of onset. Dr. Pace, ondansetron, 4 milligrams, ODT, PRN, for nausea, one tablet under the tongue, with migraine, Dr. Pace. Eupagraph vitamins, none. Eupagraph past medical history, migraine, medical adverse reactions, possibly adhesive tape. Systematic review of symptoms. General, none reported. EENT, recurrent cephalgia, up to 7 times per month on current prophylactic treatment. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Thank you. pulmonary, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, history of low blood pressure with poor exercise tolerance, symptoms of ambulatory fatigue with ambulatory prolonged ambulatory exercise, gastrointestinal, nausea with migraine, genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological, no symptoms reported, locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, no reported abnormal female symptoms. Menarche occurred at age 13. Last menstrual period on September 15, 2024. No history of heavy periods, irregularity, or spotting. Menstrual activity every 26 days. Last pap smear, 2023. Last rectal exam, unknown. No history of recent bladder, kidney, or urinary tract infection. No menstrual tension symptoms. No history of recent breast tenderness, lumps, or discharge. Mammography has not been completed or indicated. No history of DNC, hysterectomy, or cesarean section. No recent pregnancy. Subparagraph, she's had two pregnancies, two male live births without difficulty or complication. One son born in 2014, one son born in 2018 without complication. Sexual function, she remains sexually active and experiences a satisfactory sexual life. She's completed sexual sterilization for contraception. She denies a history of difficulty with intercourse, exposure to or risk factors for transmissible disease. Mental health. She has seen a counselor in the past, but has not been referred for psychiatric care. Neuropsychiatric. She denies a history of seeing a psychiatrist. She does report that she had psychiatric care at one time in the past. She denies a history of convulsions. She reports frequent near syncope, but no actual fainting. She denies a history of recurrent paralysis. Personal health and safety. She does not live alone. She does not have frequent falls. She has no visual or hearing loss. She has completed an advanced directive. She denies exposures to mental abuse, verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. The paragraph. Family health history. She was born on September 28, 1990. She is right-handed. New paragraph. Her father died in his 50s from liver cirrhosis. He was alcoholic. Her mother, age 73, is in good health. Her brother, age 43, is in good health. Her husband, age 35, is in good health. Her two children, ages 5 and 10, are also healthy. New paragraph. She reported no family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diarrhea. I'm sorry, convulsions or diabetes, heart disease or stroke, high blood pressure, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. Education. She completed college in 2013 and postgraduate education with a master's degree in 2017. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely, reports no difficulty. She does not use tobacco or recreational substances. She lives with her husband and children at home. Occupational concerns. She reports experiencing job-related stress. She's not exposed to fumes, dust, or solvents. She has not lost work in the last five years while working as a nurse practitioner at Enlo Health Center. A new paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. None are reported. Operations and hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. She underwent female sterilization surgery in September of 2023 without complication. She denies any other hospitalization or prolonged medical care other than treatment for her symptoms of migraine. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, no symptoms are reported. Headaches. Her headaches tend to be unilateral in the right temporal parietal region. They are produced by excessive stress, exposure to light, extended physical activity. Some foods, triggers are unknown. They are relieved by medication. New paragraph. She experiences frequent near syncope, sometimes 2 to 3 times per day, most recently yesterday, precipitated by activity. Positional changes and exercise. She experiences no presyncopal sensations. Her spells resolve after 1 to 2 minutes. New paragraph. Her history of near syncope symptoms is recurrent and stereotypical. New paragraph, neck. She denied symptoms. Upper back and arms, she denies symptoms. Middle and lower back, she denies symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. Neurological review of symptoms. She denied difficulty with her vision, eyesight, symptoms of diplopia or nystagmus. New paragraph. She denied symptoms of facial dissymmetry, motor weakness, or paresthesias. New paragraph. She denied difficulty with... her sense of taste, chewing, and swallowing, or hoarseness. New paragraph. She denied a history of paresthesias. New paragraph. She denied tremor and shaking. New paragraph.
I have your next patient here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Goodbye. I'd like to get my work done.
Yeah.
So get out. She denied specific extremity weakness other than general weakness precipitated by exercise and activity. She denied tremors or shaking. New paragraph. She denied ataxia or reduced coordination. She denied mental symptoms. New paragraph. Clinical examination. Her head is normocephalic. She has slightly dense eyebrows. Motor examination demonstrates generalized motor strength without deficits. Sensory examination is intact to all modalities. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are exactly 2 over 4 without hyperreflexivity or pendulosity. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes suggests slight palmamental and Babinski findings. Cerebellum extrapyramidal, rapid alternating and successive movements and fine motor speed testing are normal. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not induce any neuromusculoskeletal stiffness. Or inducible neuromusculoskeletal rigidity. New paragraph, ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic with preserved tandem heel and toe. Romberg's testing is unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Katie Boomgarden presents with a long-standing history of migraine since childhood, treated with a number of medications over a period of time, but most effectively with newer medications such as Ubrelvy and Emgality, with near complete resolution of her recurrent cephalgia down to less than 7 headaches per month. Subparagraph, her headaches typically can resolve with a small dose of non-steroidal anti-nausea and analgesic medicine that she has prepared to be available if she develops a recurrence. New paragraph. Her other important clinical history is the inducible near syncope that typically occurs with extended activity or exercise. While she does not have complete syncope, she certainly develops increasing symptoms of fatigue and weakness with exercise, which strongly suggests a possible underlying disorder of narcolepsy. New paragraph, she is particularly concerned about the etiology of her physical symptoms, but has not had cardiovascular testing, which should be ordered and completed. New paragraph, recommendations. Cardiovascular evaluation for echocardiography and arrhythmia testing is certainly indicated. New paragraph, we will request and complete narcolepsy genetic testing. New paragraph, MR brain imaging will be completed. New paragraph, with her stereotypical symptoms, she will be referred and will complete static and dynamic electroencephalography. New paragraph. With her past history of COVID, laboratory testing for post-COVID disorders will be completed as part of her evaluation. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for follow-up with the results of her testing, considering further recommendations, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.